In this bulletin, the US president signs an executive order to keep families together at the US-Mexico border. The government closer to passing its income tax cuts, and the first batch of countries through to the knockout stage of the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to keep families together amid the fury over separations of immigrant families at the US-Mexico border. Video of children in cages and audio tape of them wailing has sparked anger and condemnation from around the world. Under the order, immigrant families who illegally cross the border will be detained together and they'll be given precedence when it comes to immigration proceedings. But Mr. Trump has also reiterated his determination to shut down illegal immigration at the border.
We dealt with a lot of different problems. This is one that has been gone on for many decades. So we're keeping families together, and this will solve that problem. At the same time, we are keeping a very powerful border, and it continues to be a zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance for people that enter our country illegally.
Antar Davidson was employed as a translator inside one of the youth migrant shelters in Arizona. He says he ended up resigning after being asked to tell some young Brazilian siblings that they'd be separated.
A group of siblings, of Brazilian siblings who were huddled together crying bitterly, I was supposed to translate to them that they were going to be separated. And I, at that point, decided, no, I cannot do that. And so basically that set off a chain of events that led to me deciding that if I stayed in this facility, I would continue to be asked to do things which are immoral now by the world standards, not just my standards. And so I, despite the good that I was doing inside, I realized I couldn't stay there any longer, and so I took the fight outside.
The Hungarian parliament has passed new legislation that criminalizes lawyers and activists who help asylum seekers. They face up to a year in jail under the new law. Hungary says immigration threatens its national security, but its hardline stance and new law have faced widespread international criticism. Marta Padavi is the co-chair of the Hungarian Helsinki Committee, a rights group that often represents migrants. Ms. Padavi says many people will be persecuted.
The Hungarian government, instead of providing protection, has decided to actually not provide protection, deny protection, and actually side with the persecutors. It starts to persecute even individuals, human rights defenders, and others who assist asylum seekers. I think this is a new low point for Hungary today.
The government is inching closer to passing its $144 billion multi-stage income tax cuts package. The Senate passed the first two stages, but rejected the contentious third stage, which would give tax relief to higher income earners from 2024. Legislation will now go back to the lower house. Government frontbencher Matthias Cormann says his party will continue to insist the bill must be passed as one.
We can have the debate on this for another couple of weeks. This will not change the mind of the Labour Party. It will not change the mind of the Greens. It will not change the mind of Senator Storer. I mean, everybody knows what their position is in relation to this bill.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has been taken to Auckland Hospital to have her first child. Her baby will be the first child born to a female New Zealand Prime Minister in power in the country's history. Although it's not a worldwide first for a woman in power to give birth while running a country, former Pakistani PM Benazir Bhutto gave birth to a daughter when she was in office. To the World Cup now, and the first batch of countries are through to the knockout stage. Uruguay and Russia are now through to the last 16 after the Uruguayans beat Saudi Arabia 1-0. The result eliminates the Saudis and Egypt from Group A with one round of games left. Uruguayan coach Oscar Tabarez says he's pleased to be through to the next round, but his team still has room for improvement.
We managed to qualify for the knockout stage. That's what we wanted, and really that was what we needed, and Saudi Arabia could have made it complicated for us. And we have to fine-tune a few things. We have to work on a few aspects, and it's a great opportunity for us to try and test improvements in the team.
In Group B, Spain beat Iran 1-0 and Portugal sent Morocco home after winning by the same scoreline. The Socceroos return to action this evening when they play Peru in a crucial Group C match. SBS's cross-platform coverage of that match kicks off at 9:30pm Eastern. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, morning fog, then a few showers and 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Mostly sunny for Melbourne, 15 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13. Canberra, light early frost and 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, cloudy and 18 degrees. Newcastle, a shower or two, 17. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.